Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's July 14th, 2014. You're in for a real treat on today and tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends. For on Saturday, I had dear friends Herb and Marge Ketchum and Chuck and Nancy Schweitzer over for lunch. And as we sat around the dining room table sharing stories and testimonies, various God sightings, and answers to prayer, I called them all down to the studio. We prayed up the program, and you'll hear the following conversation. Be especially attentive to the power of prayer that a spouse can have in the family's life and the important roles that father play influencing or the lack thereof and the consequences that follow. So here's how it all began. Well, first and foremost, we're all prayed up, and I want to give a Great News Radio welcome to Herb and Marge Ketchum and Chuck and Nancy Schweitzer. Thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And has already been mentioned, but let me reiterate a few things. We had this gathering upstairs, and we had such great community going on around the kitchen table after a fantastic meal that I said, please come down into the studio and let's continue this for our radio listening family. And I just quickly, before we prayed, put down some topics that I think we'll be covering through our conversation. We're going to be talking about fathers and the influence they have on our lives, our own fathers, or the modeling that fathers can do for people or for families, for the community. We've shared some of our testimonies, and I can't wait for the listener to hear some of the stories, how God has redeemed and worked in your lives. The various God sightings, we've shared a bunch of them already. Ministry moments, how we've seen God work through our gifts, our efforts, our abilities, and how we've seen him use other people in our lives, answered prayers, and we've talked about the effects of listening to Great News Radio and how it's influenced us, or we've seen it influence others. And our big reason this broadcast is coming together today, and maybe for today and tomorrow, is because God miraculously did some things in your life recently. And yes, a week or two back, we talked a little about it because you appeared at our Singing Men concert at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. And it was a surprise to all because you had just gotten out of the hospital that afternoon.
Yes.
And no one thought by any means could you make it to the concert. Not only did you make it, you got a front row seat, and then Herb shared some things. But before we get to that point, because that's really the reason I wanted to have you guys in. I read the email, the testimony, how God brought about healing, and I want to share that with the listener. But I thought first, Marge, you're married to Herb, the radio servant. What's that like?
This is a hesitating moment.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's challenging,
mm-hmm.
but it's a blessing.
Yeah,
it's a blessing over and over and over again. But there are challenging moments. It's been 46 years, and through it, there's been peaks and valleys. I wouldn't trade a minute of it.
Mm.
I would maybe tweak a little of it, but I wouldn't totally trade it. It's great.
Let me give a little testimony. I've known you, Marge, for, I don't know, 15, 18, maybe as many as 20 years. But since you retired, you had a high-pressure job at the University of Illinois, and I've watched you these past, how long have you been retired, 8 or 10 years?
I retired in 2001.
Okay, so about 13 years. Okay, 13 or so years. And I know it was one of those pressure jobs where the demands and very detailed work that you always had to crush your T's and dot your I's and make sure everything was in line, and then the expectations and the demands. But you got to have a season of life where you got to rest, and I've seen you kind of grow in your walk during this time, but you've also had some health issues and some other challenges with grandchildren returning and children returning. And raising up more of those 8 children. And how many, 17, how many grandchildren?
16 grandchildren.
16 grandchildren, and how many great grandchildren?
9 great-grandchildren.
So yes, a very active home there in the Homer Ogden area. And Herb, the radio servant that we've referred to, I don't know, Herb, we've had you interviewed for, I don't know, close to the 18 years we've been broadcasting, at least once every year, once every other year, involved with the prison ministry, but helping out with the radio ministry for 18 plus years. Everyone knows I referred to you as the radio servant for all the different ways behind the scenes you've helped and assisted, from building studios to some on-air radio spots to you name it, you've done it. And so we're going to get to share some of Marge with our radio listening family. And what's 2 or 3 things that come to mind when you think about this help meet that God has matched you up with these many years?
Well, first of all, Mark, it's been a true blessing to be associated with you and to help build this radio ministry. I know, since we went on the air, I've talked to so many people that this station is a blessing to so many people that I had no idea that when you and I started construction that it would lead to this. But it's truly, in my own personal life, it's been such a blessing that I feel very honored to be a part of this ministry.
And you've been able to do a lot of those many hours of service, those behind-the-scenes work, because you've had somebody help and hold down the fort. What's one or two things that you love about Marge?
Oh, my goodness. She supports me in so many ways. But you know the biggest way I know that I've got somebody at home who is praying for me and my safety and everything that I do. I know she's there holding me up in prayer. You know, I spent 25 years, Mark, as a firefighter for the University of Illinois. I got to spend so very little time helping to raise my own children because of the hours required by a firefighter. She stepped up and she stepped in, and she was the main factor in raising these children. And I am so grateful for that.
And I know even some of those years outside of being the firefighter and serving in that way, there was some alcoholism, there were some handicaps that maybe didn't always enhance the marriage, and she remained faithful and true and supportive.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. As Marge just said, we've had some pitfalls in life, and I had an addiction that got a hold of me and nearly wrecked not only our marriage, but nearly destroyed my life.
Mm-hmm.
But through it all, she hung in there. I'm so grateful for that.
St. Marge, we're going to come back to you in just a minute, but I also want to introduce Chuck and Nancy Schweitzer, dear friends to me in this radio ministry. Chuck, some of you have heard in the past. We featured some of his songs off of, was it one or two different CDs you produced over the years? And Chuck sings with the Singing Men of GNN since the very beginning, so almost, I guess, about 15 or 16 years. And I think in all those years, Chuck, you have said many wonderful things about Nancy.
All true.
And so tell us a couple things that come to mind when you think of Nancy.
Well, I'm still cogitating on what Herb said about how Marge supports him and what a powerful support that is to know that you're being prayed for your safety and for the fulfillment of your duties and this and that, the things that come through our lives. I say all of that and so many more levels. I'm always bragging about Nancy's cooking. She is truly a gifted chef, and I got the testimony right here. I say as I pat my tummy. She has been a moderating force for me because I was the rebel and was the kind of guy that would be out in front leading the band, leading the parade for things that might not be as wholesome as we'd like. But Nancy has introduced an element into my life many years now that we've been together, of being a little bit more moderate and a little slower to react to things that are going on in the world around us, and our world and the greater world around us. Gosh, there's an awful lot to love in this woman. I am truly grateful and feel truly blessed by the Lord to have her brought into my life, and just to know that she prays for me and truly loves me is a huge source of strength for me.
And Nancy, last but not least, and what was wonderful for the listener that's just tuning in now, we had about an hour or two discussion at our dining room table after a great lunch, and I said, hey, let's all go down to the studio, and I want to share some of these facets with our radio listening family. Everything from talking about our fathers and the influence they had on us to some of the testimonies or the God sightings we've seen or some of the ministry moments. And Nancy, you're a part of the monthly gathering of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, and And a few weeks ago, you were sharing just some of the things on your heart. And I appreciate your transparency. I've learned a lot about you over the years from Chuck just praising what a wonderful wife he has. But it's the first time you've been here in the studio. And I know you've been a regular listener to Great News Radio, and you've seen God use the singing men of GNN and Chuck and the church that you attend to help you on your faith journey. But you shared some unique things about it's not always been easy. And even growing up, the concept of God wasn't this loving guy looking out for you. It was somebody just waiting for you to make a mistake so you can be disciplined. So please share some of your spiritual journey.
Well, my journey has been going on for 43 years now plus. I found the Lord when I was 20. I grew up in an environment of a foster home for 4 years and an adoption, which also dying at the time of a kidney disease. These foster parents had to wait 7 years to know if I was going to live or die. But by the time I was 4 years old, I had my first beating, and my dad almost beat me to death with his belt. That was after the adoption. And growing up, there was another beating also where I was beating my head in the pool table. He almost killed me then. I do have a slight little disability from that. But throughout the rest of the year, or years that I spent in that home, I was rotten and no good and stupid and threatened to be killed and not allowed to cry, which was a very, very difficult one as a young woman and young little girl. But the journey has taken me by 20 years old through another course of action, meeting a real sister, meeting an old friend of the family that had been saved, who I began to work with in the factory. She began to witness to me. And it took a very long time for her to get through to me about God's love. It was like a French language. I could understand nothing that was coming out of her mouth. But the Lord finally pulled circle around within several months. I went forward into a church altar. The little church pastor's wife got on her knees and come over to me and had been overhearing me. And she said, "Nancy, you don't have to ask God to forgive you for each and every little sin you can think of. You just ask his forgiveness for being a sinner and ask Jesus to come live in your heart." And I knew that's the emptiness. That is the void. And when I did that, that is what I wanted, what I've been looking for many years. I felt the load of those sins lift off. I felt those concrete blocks leave. And then I felt the love and the Spirit of Jesus come into my heart. And at that instant, he also took out of me the hatred. Because I wanted my dad dead for several years growing up in that home. And by the time I was 20, I became very angry, very bitter, and full of hatred. And if I can say anything at this point to throw in there, even though I've been saved for 43 years, there's been other times, maybe several, just three or four, that maybe the devil would try to come and reinstate the hatred into my heart. But I always remember the Lord's Spirit always takes me back to that morning and those years before that morning that I found him, and the heavy heartache of hatred, the binding power of hatred. And the Lord helps me shake it off, say, "No, I'm not going there."
I know earlier we were all talking about the influence that fathers or our dads have had on our lives, and it's something that rings my bell because we can oftentimes indict God the Father according to how our earthly fathers treated us. And even if we had a pretty good dad that was responsible, interested, faithful, he might have still worked too many hours and we might have felt neglected, or he promised to take us somewhere and couldn't follow through on that. And so we sometimes think of God in those terms, that he's not always going to be there, or he might promise us something and then not deliver. Or, you know, then there's many cases where maybe our fathers were alcoholic or abandoned the family or maybe did hideous things, things that we would think, is this how God's going to treat me? And I know, Chuck, even in your life, you had a great influence from your grandmother in modeling Christ and helping you to grow. And I think Herb, the same, will come over to you in just a minute. But many times we didn't have the dads affirming us, caring for us, speaking love or blessing over us.
That's true. My father died when I was 6 years old. I was always told that he had stomach cancer. And this is kind of an interesting twist on things. later on, not too many years ago, in a family discussion, it came out that, you know, he didn't die from stomach cancer. He died from a gunshot wound to the abdomen. And he got that when he was running alcohol across the Detroit River from Detroit into Toronto and to Windsor and back. And so that kind of was a shock to me. But on the other hand, that maybe I inherited some of his rebellious nature into my own life as a younger man. Thank you, Jesus, for pulling me through those and not making me pay the ultimate price as my father paid ultimately. But I didn't have a whole lot of influence from him. I barely remember him. And it's kind of sad. I've raised a bunch of kids and grandkids and stepkids and whatever without really knowing how to be a father, except what the Lord would reveal to me, you know, which in many ways has served me quite well.
And where was that turning point? When did you give your heart to Jesus and recognize that the ultimate Father, the caring, loving God full of grace and mercy, is out for your best interest?
That would be when I hooked up with Nancy.
Mm. Take us through some of that.
Well, she kind of exemplified a lot of stuff to me, and it's all kind of jumbled up in my head, difficult to sort out. I could probably sit down and write a couple of chapters of a book on it, but just suffice it to say that I know that it was through the leading of the Lord that we hooked up, because he had things to get through to me that I couldn't hear from anybody else but her.
And then you began that faith journey, that redemptive process where you felt forgiven of sins, and the scriptures, did they start coming alive when you'd read the Bible?
That's all true, Mark. I have kind of a mixed path through salvation and working on my salvation. Nancy encouraged me to come forward, and I did. I did actually three times.
Now, for the listener unfamiliar with that terminology, or what's it mean to come forward?
To come forward is to respond to an altar call, to go forward in the church and to the altar and say the sinner's prayer and mean it.
And what's the sinner's prayer? Or what's the concept behind the sinner's prayer?
Lord, I know I'm a sinner, and that only through your grace and mercy do I have any chance at all of overcoming this nature. And thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and for the many, many gifts and blessings and graces and mercies that you have just poured on me.
Now, you mentioned three times, so you kind of intellectually understood that concept.
Yeah.
You were a sinner, fallen from the Lord's, you know, perfect standard. You went forward, but then there was another time. Was it a rededication or a deeper commitment?
Deeper commitment. Mm-hmm. The first time was just kind of, I guess I must have been practicing.
Or maybe just moved by Nancy and felt obligated this will please her?
Well, I didn't really understand what I was doing. I just knew I had to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and
well, you know what? It's maybe humorous for some, but you know, does a 6 or 9 year old child actually get all the theology behind things? No, they just know they've fallen short of the mark and they need Jesus. And so, like when we all grow in our faith, so
well, after the third one, I got baptized over here at the Urbana Assembly of God, and shortly thereafter, which is a whole other story, I got invited to join a ministry, Nancy and I together, to join a ministry called Word Alive Fellowship. And ultimately, we got ordained through that organization. And what this is an all-volunteer ministry that serves as a youth outreach program to the cadets at Lincoln's Challenge. And I've been involved in that now for, I think, 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. We're just starting a new session tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. And I should try to get those numbers sorted out in my head so when somebody asks, I can say, yes, I've been doing this for 15 years.
We did it together.
We did it for quite a while. Nancy has a magnificent soprano voice. If I could just get her to sing. Can't think of a thing to say to follow that up. And Steve has invited us to sing together at one of the choir presentations. Mm. And I'm working on her.
One of the really awesome things, how God intervenes in everything, is that his ex-wife had come down and spent a week down here. And I had just met Chuck, and God had put a horrendous grieving spirit, I would cry out. I felt his hurt like it was God's heart telling through me what he was going through in his grief and his hurt and his pain. He was next to my dad, one of the angriest people I had ever been around. We were in the group, Arlie Neville and Silver Wings at the time. I was one of the backup singers, and of course Chuck was singing. We were three of us, and with Arlie for singing, Chuck played the guitar there. So we would go up there to his apartment, me and Becky, when we were getting ready to do the album. And of course his ex-wife was there that week. And I began to witness to her, talk to her about the Lord. And then finally by Friday, she's getting ready. He's going to take her back up there that Saturday morning, next Saturday morning. And I took her out to Taffy's over here, and I had my Bible. And I began to show her in the Word what it was to be saved and try to reveal who God is and his Son. And especially when I got to the certain parts of the Word where, you know, the woman that was getting ready to be stoned for the adultery, and she would have me read a few of those scriptures again. And so when Chuck then took her back, he stayed up there the weekend with his daughters. He took her to church, and she was saved that Sunday morning. And at that point, I had already been involved with Chuck in the way of just being friends and in the band. But I'd already given my heart. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know how I feel. But I said, if you're putting him and his ex-wife back together, I'm not in the way. I want what you want. Well, here we are.
How many years later now?
Yeah,
About 17.
Yeah, we've been married almost 17. We've been together about 21 then. Maybe 21. We're 4 years. It took 4 years for him to tie me down.
Well, there's so many more stories to tell and things to share. And Marge, it's kind of funny because the catalyst for this program was to share the miraculous work that God has recently done in your life. So we're going to continue this conversation. And tomorrow's edition, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and we're going to talk a little more about our Father's influence in our lives, some more of our testimony, ministry moments, answered prayer, and how even this radio ministry has been used of God to touch all of our lives. So thank you, Herb. Thank you, Marge. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Chuck, for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. We'll keep our conversation going, and we'll end up sharing some more tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.